Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. It's a real pleasure being in your company. Very good morning. This is Brian Thomas calling over from our studios as usual on www.goforgold.lk. I'm also joined by my co-host Lakit Peris as we present to you plenty of news for your information and listening pleasure. The Lanka Premier League gets a launch today at 5:30. Don't forget the fun. It'll all be on Sony Sports, the opening ceremony at 5:30, and the first game is scheduled to be played at 7:30 in the evening under lights when Jaffna Kings will take on the Gold Gladiators. Now, we have five very interesting captains. Dustin Shanaker will lead one side, Angelo Matthews the other, Kusal Mendes. Then we have Bhanuka Rajapaksa and Dinesh Chandimal. We'll talk more of their respective teams during the course of our extended podcast on the LPL during the course of this prestigious tournament. But if you do have the time, today is a Friday. All roads will open towards the SSC at Maitland Crescent. Walk there and look at the drones at 5:30, the opening ceremony. I'm all excited about it. And then 7:30, the first ball will be bowled in the prestigious 2026 World Cup. Sorry, LPL. Sometimes it's a World Cup for we Sri Lankans, isn't it? Okay, let's go across now to Cardiff, where the English have squared the series against England when they beat them in the second ODI yesterday by 4 wickets. A look at the main scores. England winning the toss, opting to bowl first. Restricted India to 233, bowled them out in the 44th over. Shreyas Iyer top scored with 66. He was ably supported by Virat Kohli, who made 65. And Shubman Gill, the captain who opened the batting, made 31. For England, it was Jofra Archer, 3 for 47. Gus Atkins, 3 for 50. And Sokweb Ahmed, who opened bowling, 2 for 52. England got to the target easily, 44.1 overs, 235 for 6. Joe Root, unbeaten on 99. What a player he is. He was backed up by Will Jacks, who made 33, and Atkins also made 23, not out, you know, at the back end, and helped England to get over the line. So everything is fair and square here. Even Stevens, I'll keep you posted as to when the next game will be played on our podcast tomorrow. No sooner I have deeper information about that bilateral series. Now, the Sri Lanka under 19 versus the Indian under 19 was a bit of a drag, in all honesty, at Gaul. High scoring game is good for school children, but at the same time, I wish that the wickets did help the bowlers also a little bit. I'll tell you the reason why. Just take a look at the scoring here. Sri Lanka batting first made 424 for 9 wickets, and India, who were overnight 378 for 3, ultimately went on to score 576. Rachin Dani, who was unbeaten on 196, ultimately made 207. Sagar Virk, 134. And Manav Krishna for India made 100. Big scoring game, 576 in reply to Sri Lanka's 424. That's why I said, and the bowlers were really struggling on this pitch. Okay, Akash for Sri Lanka took 3 for 66. Gamage and Abhay Singha picked up 2 wickets each. And Sri Lanka, who were led by 152 runs, ended the day on 178 for 6 when the match was called off. So it's a tame draw. The next game is scheduled to be played at the R. Premadasa Stadium on the 20th of July. Let's hope we'll have a wicket that will give the bowlers also a bit of an opportunity. Right now, in the Caribbean, we are having the third ODI being played between the West Indies and New Zealand. News on that will be available for you on our podcast tomorrow. Now, before I wind up, I need to make mention of what's happening in the FIFA World Cup. The third place playoff is scheduled for the 19th of July at Miami, France versus England. And the finals, Spain versus Argentina, is scheduled for the 20th of July at East Rutherford in New Jersey. Now, let's take a look at the prize money. Oh, God, this is fantastic. The winner will be given $50 million as the prize money. The runner-up, $33 million. The third team in the playoff, $29 million. And the fourth team, $25 million. So let me give you the lineup again. The third team playoff is between the French and the English, and the finals between the Spanish and Argentina. The playoff, 19th of July, and the finals on the 20th of July. Thank you for being in our company. That's about wraps up our show for today. Look forward to saying hi to you yet again tomorrow. And if you are a rugby lover, remember the Blaze Trophy, the first leg between Kingswood and Westie College, is scheduled for tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.